Kaschuk.
So Guruji, you mentioned that we have to know about the spiritual world to be able to go there. And I've been reading Radhakrishna Garudesha Deepika. And I was wondering why Rupa Goswami gives such a description of the Brijvasis, sometimes only mentioning their names, although we could describe a lot more about them. What's the purpose of this book?
It's an aperitif, it's an appetizer. Just like in a meal, before the main course, then you have appetite. So if you eat a little, then it increases your appetite, and then you want to eat a lot. So, Rupa Goswami, Acharyas, they give a little detail, and then for those who are qualified, they want to know more. Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Ujjwalandiramali, Lalita Madhava, Dagda Madhava, so many. So many wonderful books by others. Govinda Lilamrita. Because unless you know what is sadhya, then how will you do sadhana? So what's our motto? Back home, back to Godhead. That's the sadhya. Our motto described, if you don't want to go back home, back to Godhead, why will you do sadhana? And according to what the sadhya is, you do a different type of sadhana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would meet and argue with others, or when he would talk with Ramananda Roy, then he would ask, what is sadhana? What is sadhya? And that's what Vedic literature is about. Vedic literature presents so many sadhya, so many goals, and so many different types of sadhana. But if you want to go to Goloka, then you have to do Goloka sadhana. You can't do, as Kaviraj Goswami says, if you do Vairi sadhana, then you go Yom Yom Bhakti Sparam Bhavam Tajam Kunti Kalivaram. Then you go to Vaikuntha. You worship Lord Ram, you go to Lord Ram, you go to Ayodhya. And so Ramananda Roy says, Sakini cha, without following in footsteps of gopis, one cannot attain Vrajbhakti. So, and that begins by hearing. We should hear. Shradambitam Shinriya. And by hearing, then one becomes inspired. So you hear a little, then you hear more, and then you hear more, and ultimately that increases tat-alo-yamo-yame-kalam. Somehow we want to develop that low yam. Otherwise, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. Otherwise, it's not possible. So, back to Godhead. That's our motto. Even I was, when I was in Mayapur, I was a few evenings, half a dozen evenings, I would talk with Bhavananda Prabhu, because he was there for TOVP. during GBC meetings when we're too tired at night to get together with anybody. But I was asked, we were talking because I'm listening to the tapes, and he's practically there along with Tamal Krishna Maharaj, almost as much as Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and so I was asking him the details. And then Devamita Maharaj and Raju Maharaj also came, started coming, and Devamita Maharaj asked this question about this pastime of which he's the origin, and whether it was actually true or not. And he was a little upset that why would devotees question, he was going to make something up about Prabhupada. And he said that Upendra Prabhu, of course Upendra is now gone, but he was the witness. And they had to do in 19 on the Vandirak Tuesday. And it has to do, I think he said 1973, Los Angeles, when Srila Prabhupada was there, and most of the devotees had gone out on Harinam. So Bhavananda was thinking, should I go over and see Prabhupada or not? And then Upendra Prabhu called him, said, Prabhupada wants to see you. So he came in. And then Prabhupada was in his room, you know, that blue room. That was Bhavananda who designed that room. And it was in that blue room, and Prabhupada was sitting on this asana with a big bolster behind him. You see it in a lot of pictures. Prabhupada was playing with the tassels on the side of the bolster, like you see in the pictures also. And Prabhupada just started talking. He said, "You know, I was Krishna asked me to come down. He said, 'Come down.' He says, 'And write those books.' And then Prabhupada said, 'Oh, that is a horrible place. I don't want to go there.' But Krishna says, 'No, just come down and write the books.' And then there was this dialogue Prabhupada was narrating between him and Krishna. Krishna is saying, 'Come down,' meaning come down from the spiritual world to, it was actually too big, but I made a mistake. Instead of 2.3 centimeters, I told him it was 3.2, but he bent it. But it still came out well. So he said, 'Come down and I'll take care of everything. You don't worry about anything.' And anyway, Krishna said, 'Well, it's a horrible place.' But finally, so then Prabhupada came. And Prabhupada said, 'Just come and write the books, then you can come back.' So he said, 'Yes, Prabhupada said that. Why would I make it up?' And I was just reading yesterday in TKG's library. I'm going to send that off to him, TKG's diary, on the plane, where Tamal Krishna Maharaj is talking to Prabhupada, and of course this is late on in Vrindavan, and encouraging Prabhupada to stay. And one of the arguments he's using is that, well, Prabhupada, you haven't finished your books. And of course, Krishna, Prabhupada had said that his time was already up, and his staying in the planet was all Krishna's mercy. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj says, "Well, until you finish Bhagavatam, then Krishna will keep you here, because that's what Krishna wants to do." And then Prabhupada told me, "So you can't Krishna won't let you go until you finish the Bhagavatam. And then Prabhupada said, that is a very private thing. Meaning that whatever was agreed between Prabhupada and Krishna about going and finishing the Bhagavatam or not was a very private thing. In fact, that was just before the writing of the will. So, and there was another thing Bhavananda told me. And it was also in 77, and but earlier on in Mumbai, and Prabhupada was resting in the afternoon, and then again it was the wrong dimensions I gave him. Prabhupada was resting in the afternoon, and then Bhavananda heard that he got up, so he went into his room. And Prabhupada was sitting there, and Bhavananda said, "Oh, Prabhupada, you look so effulgent." And Prabhupada just sort of held out his hand, and looking at his hand, he said, "Yes, this is the color of my spiritual body." And he says, reddish gold, or it's red tinged with gold. He says, just like you Westerners, you always want to get a suntan. So he said, that is the color of my spiritual body. So these were wonderful things about Srila Prabhupada, and regarding Satya, go back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada has told us so much about what it means to go back to Godhead. We should really be determined and recognize, as Prabhupada said, my spiritual master is not an ordinary spiritual master.